Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Devanai Tilaksing, Chair of the At-Large Technology Task Force. On today, 17th September 2012, at 1600 UTC. Just to review the agenda, today we're going to be looking at some of the outcomes from trying to implement the At-Large social media strategy, and that will be the main focus of this call. And also to look at updating the At-Large technology workspace and the reorg of the At-Large wiki. I don't anticipate those items to take much long because there hasn't been that much work recorded on those items. And then finally, a brief update on the machine translation email issues. So any other additions to the agenda? Going once, going twice. Very well. Natalie, can you please do the roll call?
Of course, sir. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the At-Large Technology Task Force call on the 17th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Olivier Cresson-Lebrun, Devin Antelopsin, Gordon Chilcutt, Shiva Mutuzami, and Woody Van Snick. We have apologies from CCI Kim Zemnil, Abu Doria, and Leo Vietuhun. And from staff, we have Sergei Zanko, Matash Tiani, and myself, Matthew Pelvin. But I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Natalie. This is David Antelopsin for the transcript record. Okay, so on the item, the next item on the agenda was the review of the action items, and the one action item from the last call was to for staff to work with Dev to see if you can set up a PostService account and then begin testing the At-Large social media strategy and or how to implement it. This action item was done, and well, that will be the subject of our next agenda item. So you can cross that out of the action items. So the next item on the agenda was the implementation of the At-Large social media strategy. I should point out that I did do a slight update to the social media strategy, and that was to say I just changed it to separate the implementation details from the actual strategy itself. Before, the strategy said wording to the effect that emails sent to the ALAC announced mailing list will be forwarded to Facebook, Twitter, and possibly LinkedIn. I just rephrased it to say that the At-Large social media strategy is to see that information sent to the ALAC announced mailing list will be sent to Facebook, Twitter, and possibly LinkedIn. It may seem trivial, but when thinking about it, and especially as we went through underwent testing of how to implement, I realized that these kind of implementation details should be separate from the strategy. So you state the objectives and then look at implementation details. I hope everyone agrees with that. So just to give a report, myself and Natalie Peregrin from At-Large staff, we did several conference calls together where we tried to create the how to implement the At-Large social media strategy. We attempted to log on to PostService, and well, the results were not, unfortunately, not that promising. It seems that what the Twitter acquiring PostService, it seems the site seems to have been, I won't say abandoned, but neglected. And because when we tried to log in and created the PostService account, it did get created, but as you can see from the website, and I'll post the link there below, the formatting of sending information to PostService was, garbled. Posting the integration with PostService with Twitter worked in the sense that when we updated the post in PostService, the Twitter account did get created, but the formatting was completely off. And this was actually done not just by email. It was actually done using PostUse's own web-based editor. So it was a very mission. And I mean, even when I went in and tried to delete it, it took like minutes and minutes, actually several hours actually, before the changes got reflected. So I think, unfortunately, that we have to not look at posterior in terms of implementing the at-large social media strategy, because the results were just simply not satisfactory. So next we looked at IFT. And just a reminder what IFT was, and I'll post the link here. IFT allows you to create recipes, and that has triggers to carry out actions. So what you do, you set up, say, if this, then that. You set the this part to say when this particular action occurs, then implement, do this, perform some action. And those kind of if statements are called recipes. And we were actually much more successful. We were able to create recipes that in fact, and I'll point you to what we have done here. I'll give you the link to the another link I'll post here. What we did was that we used the Confluence Wiki, or the At Large Wiki. The Confluence Wiki has the ability to create blog posts and with those blog posts, it creates an RSS feed. And so the actions were, whenever there's a change in the RSS feed, take that and post it to Twitter and post it to Facebook. So let me just get the link to this, to the blog post. And it's just taking a little time here to both the AC room and this. So here's the link to the blog post. I'm using the Lacroix-Lo space to actually do this. But if you click on that, you should see the various blog posts that was done as part of the testing. And the ability of the blog post and Confluence is that you have access to the full formatting of Confluence. You know, so that everybody already is aware of Confluence. So creating blog posts would be fairly straightforward. So the if tool worked. I created some sample entries, and if you were to go to the Twitter and at large accounts for the Facebook account, it worked well. The entry was created, a link was provided that linked back to that, to the Confluence post. So I have to say this part works well. There's also an additional benefit of using the Confluence Wiki, and that is because of the translation tool that allows. So what happens is that for non-English speakers, the persons can go from Facebook or Twitter, click onto the link, get to the Confluence blog post, and then translate it there. I see Gordon, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks, Evan. Good afternoon. Is there a place where we can go to have a look at the recipes for what you've done?
That's what I was trying to do here. Let me just see if I could just do some way of doing it. Um, What I can do, I could try to print it. Let me see if I could do that. Let me try to print this page and then share it. But unfortunately, that will just take a little bit more time, though, unfortunately. And unfortunately, there's no easy way to share our screen, unfortunately, at this point.
Yeah, I would just like to have a long, hard look at these to see what you've managed to do. I'm going to be looking at the thing myself for other places. And the thing is, too, having a record of how we managed to get all this done would probably be useful.
Now, let me see if I could do this carefully. Actually, what I can do is... share. Okay, I'm going to share it, and then with the hopes I can then okay, here's one of the recipes. I hope this works. So what this does, as I said, it looks at the RSS feed generated from the Confluence blog, and then the action it takes is then create a post on Facebook. And there's a similar recipe, which then posts to the at-large Twitter feed. Did it work? I mean, are you seeing the recipe?
Not at this point, Deb, but I'm having a difficulty here. I'm using my tablet to talk to you, and I'm using another machine to look at web pages. I may have typed.
Okay, but that's the item. That's the idea here. But all it's thinking is that whenever how IFT works is that whenever it sees any new entries in the RSS feed, create a Facebook link post. And I have a second recipe to say, if there's a change in the RSS feed, then create a Twitter post. And the reason why we ultimately use the Confluence wiki to create the blog post was because when you try to do it directly via email, there's nothing to link back to because there's no space where the message has been contained. So one could create an email that could go to Facebook, but then you couldn't link it back to anything. And when you think about it, so when you try to do it on Twitter, for example, sending an email to Twitter, all you could really do was simply have 140 characters in your email in order for it to be tweeted. Otherwise, it would simply be truncated, and obviously that would not work. So that's why the idea was then to use the Confluence and at-large Confluence wiki. Instead of trying to create a third-party web service like, say, WordPress or Blogger, and the other reason for not doing that was, while theoretically it could have been done, it just adds more another layer of complexity. And the second more important thing is, given the at-large new website, when that is completed, we can then hook into that. These recipes could hook into the at-large website when it's redesigned and it has the appropriate feeds by which you could then share via Facebook or Twitter. So I think this is the better approach. So any thoughts, observations, questions? Okay. Actually, one other thing I want to add, before Gordon asks this question, was that by putting it on the Confluence Wiki, we can take advantage of the Translate plugin. So in a way it solves, it potentially solves the multilingual issue, so that anybody seeing the tweet can click onto the item, be taken to the Confluence page, and then they can use the Translate plugin to translate it into the whatever language they want. I see, Rudy. Yes, it will take some time to get into all of this stuff. And true, but I think once the recipes are turned on, it becomes automatic. All that needs to be done is a person just needs to go into the wiki and then add the blog post entry, and that's it. They don't have to think about the Facebook or the Twitter afterwards. It will be done automatically. So that's only the benefit of it. So one of the implementation details that has to be worked out, of course, is who has access to create the blog post on the Confluence Wiki. So it might be the best thing would be that, so this is probably for staff to research, to get to contact the IT staff. You know, blogs can be set up to be authorized to, how should I put it? The action item would be to contact IT staff to find out whether the creation of blog posts can be restricted to certain persons. Because obviously you don't want anybody to just go onto the wiki and create a blog post that's totally not, that's not appropriate. Gordon, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
This really is a point of the strategy. The question of who's going to be authorized to do the blogging, and where this input that we're spreading around comes from.
Mm-hmm. So indeed, I'm thinking. If you remember how the content was going to be coming from, the content that normally would be sent over to the ALAC announce, I believe it's only staff that has access. Well, staff can post to that ALAC announce, and probably the ALAC chair can also post directly to that email list. Everybody receives it. So I think that same type of restriction has to apply. However, IT staff implements that on the Confluence Wiki, it's up to them. I don't know whether it may be simpler to create an entirely new space, or it really is up to IT staff how they want to implement it.
This is Gordon again, Dev. Some consideration would probably have to be given to the RELO chairs as well, or the RELO secretaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something I think that, I suppose that could be discussed at the Toronto meeting, whether should it be open to the RALO chairs or secretariats. Part of me thinks that there's pros and cons to that. So I think that's an idea for discussion. Before Rudy, I give you the floor, I just acknowledge Matt's comment that, yes, the creation of blog posts on the wiki can be restricted to certain users, which I think is absolutely ideal. It's not just open to anybody. Rudy, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dev, Rudy Vanschman, for the transcript. I think that we have to be careful. Giving too many people access could, in some cases, be a little bit dangerous in the sense that we know that some are more protected than others, and an account can easily be hacked, especially as you know that hackers are trying to get into any possible thing that allows them to diffuse information on the largest scale possible. So I think that we have to be very, very careful with dropping in messages from anybody from in the community. I think that it is good to restrict it to those that are aware of the danger of it and first do a pilot version with a few people so to control how things would work out. The impression of what I have seen up till now in our wiki space is that at the end it looks a bit chaotic and it's missing a bit of structure in order to understand from outside that we are, I think, we are aware of what is happening in Atlanta and Alak and what are the critical things, but many of the outside people, and I'm looking especially to the outreach effects of our wiki space, well, we have to restructure a bit the concept that people can easily find information back again.
Thank you, Rudy. This is Dave. I do agree with you, what you're saying regarding you have to be careful who is entrusted with sending the message. I think, especially as, I think that to me, in my mind, especially for the at-large and Facebook and Twitter, it really should be certain, there should be only certain persons. Certain persons, sorry about that. Yeah, certain persons that normally release the information on ALAC announce, and again, that is the staff and the chair, the ALAC chair. So I do think in my mind that it should be very really kept to those persons. Mind you, with the technology, there's nothing stopping the relo chairs and secretariats from having, and the relos themselves from having their own Facebook, their own Twitter accounts. And that could be a source of discussion for them. For example, especially when there are relo issues that need to be discussed within the relo. For example, selection of a person to go on a particular working group. You know, really and truly, that's not appropriate for the entire at-large to know. It is a matter for the relo to work on, you know. So perhaps what can happen is that the relos can, if they choose to want to implement it, their own social media strategy for their internal, for their internal relo concerns or considerations. So, Olivia, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, David. It's Olivier Capanablon for the transcript. Just a quick comment. It's funny to see how there's a lot of discussion going on about who should be able to post and who should have the ability to create blog posts, etc., whether it's the chair, the vice chairs, the ALAC, the RALO chairs, the RALO secretaries. The real question always is, at the end of the day, will this actually be used? I think we should concentrate a lot more on how much can be written in all these blogs and what should be written in all these blogs than on who will do it. Because at the end of the day, we find out we have a lot of facilities already today, and yet very few people who have the time to update all those things.
Indeed.
So it's great to have the ability, but then if we have 101 blogs, and no blog posts in them, that's going to be a problem as well. Thanks.
Yeah. You're quite right, Olivier. I mean, there's also that, when you try to fork the conversation too much, it winds up being difficult to, get all the input from all those different areas and then bring it back in. So I understand fully with you. And I think that's why I think the emphasis was to focus on whatever was transmitted on ALAC announced as the source for whatever material could be appropriate that could go on to the at-large social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. By the way, I should mention that the IFT also allows support, does offer, I believe, transmission to LinkedIn as well. All I didn't really test this because I have to admit, I don't have a LinkedIn account, so we can continue to do testing with Natalie with that, if that is considered appropriate. Just to read. Yeah, and I think it's confirmation of what Olivier has said. You know, trying to have multiple different outlets is, I think, very difficult when we barely have enough time to look at what messages we have to transmit and to work on. But again, this could be brought up during the Toronto meeting and, of course, on the mailing list. So, unless anybody has any further thoughts or comments or questions they want to talk about on this call. Going once, going twice. Oh, when would this be discussed in Toronto? I believe there's a briefing on the Sunday. On the Sunday meeting, ALAC meeting, there's going to be a presentation on the social media strategy. So obviously that's when it'll be for the ALAC to discuss this. It'll be on the Sunday. I can't remember the exact time at this point. I believe it's in the morning session. Perhaps staff would have the answer to that. I can provide that later on.
Hi, Dev. This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
What did you just? I couldn't understand you. What was the question that you just said? Staff confirmed.
I believe there's going to be a presentation on during the Sunday session regarding the at-large social media strategy. So. I believe I remember with the preliminary agenda, when the preliminary agenda was being formed, it was going to be on Sunday. So if you
yes,
could,
it is.
Ah, okay. So it is on Sunday.
Correct.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for confirming that. Olivia, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, David. It's Olivia here. It was just to mention that there is actually an update from the Communications Department with the new senior advisor to the President on stakeholder affairs named Sally Costerton, and also with Jim Trengrove, which we had the chance of meeting the last time in Toronto? I think it was in Toronto that we met with Jim Trengrove, who's the senior director of communications.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So I see. So is that... And that, we're also meeting with those persons on, well, during the Toronto
on
meeting.
On Sunday, yeah. That's on Sunday.
As well.
The social Excellent. Media strategy is at some other point.
Right. Okay. Okay, thanks for that, Olivia. So,
and
I think,
for those
well,
of you that are interested, sorry, Olivia, for those
ahead.
Of you that are interested in finding out our meeting agendas in Toronto, you're very welcome to have a look at the link I've just sent over to the Adigo, to the Adobe, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Olivier. So, okay. Back to the link. Okay, so, Olivia, I see your hand still raised. Is anything you want to add to this, or is that it? Sorry. That's all. Very well. So let's summarize. With the IF tool, we're able to, automate a lot of our default at-large social media strategy. We can extend it to other things like LinkedIn. So if that is also deemed critical, we could perhaps do some more testing and see how the LinkedIn LinkedIn account works in terms of blog posts or whatever, and see how this could be done. I think we have to then confirm, though, is setting up a blog for announcements and restricted to the staff and probably the ALAC chair, so that they alone can make the blog post, and therefore that's what only will go out onto the various social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and possibly linked it. Okay. I see Siva has a question here. Is that, well, this is probably not related to the social media strategy, but is there a way to engage a few creative volunteers to develop infographics such as this particular link? Siva, I guess the question would be, what information do you want to convey? Will be the ultimate question. If you want, you could post that in the chat. Or if you want to take the floor. Okay, Steve will be typing it in. No, we can't hear you, Shiva. Star 7 is on mute. And if not, you have to activate the Adobe Connect plugin to turn on your headset or microphone. Okay. Okay, I think I understand what the question Siva is saying. Well, to answer Siva's question, if there's information that needs to be presented for a particular article, I imagine, we could try to attempt to work on it, because obviously that's not something very simple to do. Infographics is kind of a very specialized type of skill. So if there's information, and of course you have to have a lot of information ready to be presented in a final format in order to be interpreted and create an infographic on it. So again, ultimately it depends on what's the information you're trying to convey. It should be the bigger emphasis rather than looking at creating fancy infographics. That's my comment on that. So, very well. Let's just move ahead. Actually, I thought this would be a short call, but actually, I see we're taking a good amount of time here on this, which is good. Let's move ahead with the other part of the agenda. Item number 5 was the review of the at-large social media strategy. And let me just go back to it. If, as you recall, we had like three other aspects of this at-large social media strategy that we had posted on. And perhaps Steve potentially has touched on the topic, disseminating other information related to internet governance. This then requires, material to be prepared. And I think, and this could be in the form of a report or a presentation of some sort that could then be sent to the at-large. For example, the issues related to the WCIT, ITU issues. Technically not an ICANN issue directly, but obviously those type of deliberations do impact what ICANN and, of course, what at-large, So to disseminate any information related to internet governance, this is achievable right now. It all comes back to who is going to develop the content to actually post that information. Disseminate information in multiple languages. Again, the benefit of the Confluence Wiki, we have the Translate plugin. We can then, persons coming to the Confluence Wiki can use the Translate plugin to machine translate into another language. And the third portion was to facilitate participation. I should say that actually with the sample posts. Actually, they were retweeted and liked by people on Facebook. So there are people who are subscribed to these to the at-large channel on Twitter and Facebook and actually retweeted it. Rodrigo Lilla Power, actually, the VP of Latin America and Caribbean, retweeted the questions for the global partnerships, for example. So I guess it shows that, you know, once we implement this, the information can be spread to more and more users, which is always a good thing. So those were the review of the social media strategy, and I think actually these things could be delivered, could be also achieved as well. So, and I see, yes, obviously a tick from Olivia on that. So any further ideas or updates on the review of the social media strategy before I move on? Any other, there's something missing from it? There's something that we haven't considered? Oh, Olivia, please go ahead.
Thank you, David, Olivia, for the transcript. I might have missed that, but did you do a survey of what was already there?
In terms of, when you say a survey of what was already there?
What we have today and how it works, because I know that there are LinkedIn groups that some railers have, there are some Facebook pages that some railers have, and it would be interesting to see from those people running those LinkedIn groups or Facebook pages to see how well they believe the information is being disseminated using those.
Thanks. The information is somewhat, I suppose, it's out of date. And the last time we tried to get this information was in 2010 when we had the ALS at-large structure survey in 2010. It'd be hard to find the link at this precise moment, but it did show that a lot of people used Facebook and Twitter to a lesser extent. And it was more prominent, actually. Facebook was more prominent in use in Latin America and the Caribbean, and in the African region, actually. There were higher usage of this. At the time, though, it was not really captured as to the actual. In other words, it was not really a real organized type of Facebook or whatever. It was the individual at-large structure, individual accounts, representatives who had the social media, who use social media in those forums. So there was a lot of people are using it as part of the at-large structures themselves are using it. But in terms of the actual reloads itself, no, I don't think it has been recorded as to how the railers themselves are implementing it. I mean, I can tell you how LACRALO is doing it, but I don't really have any idea how URALO, EPRALO, AFRALO, or URALO is doing it. So I guess that's a question that we could also formally ask perhaps during the Secretariat's meeting in Toronto. We could make the request in time for that so that it could be captured. Does that answer your question, Olivier? Sorry.
Thank you, David. It's Olivier here. I think you might have slightly misunderstood the question. I thought we could have a look at the actual at-large pages and Facebook and the at-large pages and LinkedIn, et cetera, and see the actual use of those, how they are used. A member's survey is really a survey of things taking place of the members that are already there on the at-large list. But I've noticed that on some of the social media, we actually have postings of people that whose names I don't primarily recognize. And that really is something which I find interesting, since this really becomes outreach at that point. You know, new people reading this and being involved.
Okay. So you mean you want actual links to the actual what we have for at large and so forth? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry.
My question was whether this group has gone onto the ICANN at large pages
and the RALO pages. So first set, know what at-large pages and RALO pages there are out there in the ether sphere. Oh, I needed to use that word, the ether sphere. and if once those are found, then find out how those are used at the moment, what needs to be done to make those more used. See how the RALOs are using those already, if there is a policy with the RALOs on how to use them, etc. That's the sort of, see how the technology itself is being used. And I'm looking at this on the technological side of things, whether videos are being posted using these things or links to videos or this sort of stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you, Libby. I don't think I have the answers. I don't think there was actually a formal review of the RALOs or what technology tools each one uses. But I should say that in terms of the videos and so forth, I've noticed that the NORALO has been very prolific in their use of YouTube. And what they have done is there were several interviews done by, I believe, Glenn McKnight during previous ICANN meetings with various persons in ICANN at large, actually. And those have gone up on the NORALO's channel of sorts. I'm not aware of any other efforts, but I mean, I could probably take that as an action item to find out from the other RALOs how they are using the technology, and perhaps during the Secretariat's call or during the Toronto meeting, I could ask that question when everybody's in that room and get that answer for you. Okay, any other questions? Let's see, regarding the social media strategy. Let's see, go once. Okay, great. Moving on to the next agenda item. Item number 6, the updating of the at-large technology workspace. Well, it's good that there's only 5 minutes allocated to this, because I've realized that there hasn't been that much updating of the workspace. I know this is probably a kind of semi-tedious type of thing, but, you know, it's once you do it once, it becomes easier to maintain. So there's some time between now and Toronto, and I would like to see some progress made so that it could be shown when the Technology Task Force does its report. So you could show that the social media strategy has been, some significant progress has been made on that, and the documentation on these various tools. So I will probably not on this call, but I'll probably will communicate with certain persons just to nudge you to start working on updating the wiki pages here. Once you distribute the work, you know, it becomes easier for everybody to do. So, Gordon, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go on record here with an apology. I know I was supposed to do some work on that. My only excuse is that I had both a technology and a housing crash back-to-back during here over the last month or so. I'm just getting my technology put back together now. My tablet finally is allowing me to raise my hand at this meeting, which makes things a little bit easier. So, as I manage to put bits and pieces of the garbage that I've got lying around on my desk here back together, I will attempt to get something going, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it for the Toronto meeting. I've got some other issues to deal with before then. Anyway, that's my apology.
Okay. Thank you, Gordon. This is Dave. But like I said, I'm unavailable on things like Skype and Google Gmail. So, I mean, if there's a need to simply just to chat and just ask questions or what do you think about this or that, you know, I'm happy to work with you and just try to, get the content going. Like I said, it does sound hard to create at first, but once it's there, it becomes much easier to maintain afterwards. So, again, I'll probably contact a few persons on the list. And nudge, as I said, nudge to try to see if we can get some content on this so that it can be a benefit for all of at large. Let's see. Can't think of anything else to add to that. Next agenda item, reorg of the at-large wiki. Again, I know that there's some, I think there's a general sense that there needs to be, the at-large wiki needs to be somehow reorganized or because people find it very difficult to find information on it. And while that's good to say that, okay, we need to reorganize it, I do want to document what exactly are the specific proposals people have in mind before we actually, you know, try doing various things. So again, before we try to reorganize, I do want to get some documentation. Okay, here's the problem. Here's how I want to try to solve it, you know, so that we can all agree on this, and then we can work with staff to try to implement that reorganization. Because, I mean, just to say that, I know staff is also very, very, very busy with items now, and to try to do various small things probably will not be beneficial in the short term. I think we need to, like, get the proposals in order, decide which one is the one that brings the most benefit, and then look to implement that. It would save at largest staff time, and whoever has to then help at large staff to implement it also. That will also help those persons on this group to better be able to help staff to, again, benefit at large. So again, in terms of, so I do want to see some suggestions posted on the at-large wiki. I'll again post that again to the TTF web email list as a reminder. Okay. Any further comments or thoughts on this? Once. Going twice. Okay. Okay, good. An update on the Lacrallo machine translation email issues. Just a brief update on this. Recent deliberations again on the Lacrallo mailing list, all dealing with interpretation of our rules of Lacrallo rules of procedure, discussions on elections and so forth. Again, has renewed a discussion as to, you know, the quality of the Lacrallo machine, the quality of the machine translation on the Lacrallo mailing list. So I've made some comments on that before, and there's been some feedback from IT staff that they're looking to try to solve some of the problems with regards to the translation issues. Suffice to say that there's going to be an informal meeting with IT staff, probably with Christina Rodriguez from Language Services, to try to see, to review the problems with the machine translation issues, and to come up with appropriate solutions. For example, one of the problems is the subject lines that gets completely garbled that gets completely garbled, and it becomes very hard to follow the conversation. My recommendation was to simply, well, look, if you're getting poor results from it, maybe we shouldn't translate it at all and leave it untouched. So that was one of my recommendations. I've also talked to the various persons in Lacrallo, and they're trying to develop a style guide, or a style guide in the sense of coming up with proper recommendations, I should say, to how we should use the list. You know, use shorter sentences, use punctuation, because that's been a problem highlighted by the IT staff, that when there's no punctuation, becomes very hard for the translation tool to work. So that's been an update. So there's going to be a meeting, an informal meeting, I believe tentatively on a Wednesday. It's not a formal meeting in the sense that it's going to be an AC room or anything like that. It'll just be those persons in Toronto meeting with David Clausen from IT staff as well as Christina from Language Services. So hopefully there'll be some more progress made on this topic. Okay, with that update complete, any other business? Any other issues, thoughts, questions, concerns as to how the TTF is working or needs to do or anything of that sort? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, going once, going twice. Okay, going thrice. Very well. Okay, well, at this point, I think we're just 2 minutes before the top of the hour. I think we can adjourn the call. I thank you, everyone, for attending the call and for your comments and questions and discussions. And again, please do a reminder, we do need to update the technology workspace and the wiki and so forth. And I'll continue to keep up to date with the social media strategy. And I think, as I said, we're making progress on this. And also thanks to Natalie from At-Large staff who's been working with me to help develop this At-Large, to test this At-Large social media strategy. So with that, I'll adjourn the call. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.